Hello and welcome to another MyTunes podcast at manxradio.com with me, Mark Tiley. My guest all this week was none other than our own Chris Williams, who's been doing a brilliant job of hosting the early breakfast show, or co-hosting, I should say, with Chris Kinley. But Chris Williams has been isolating in Peel. Chris Kinley's been coming in here to Manx Radio Towers to help sort it all out. Been doing a brilliant job. Anyway, he's back in the studios now, but we had a chat on this MyTunes selection, long distance, well, not that far. Me in Douglas, him in Peel. Hope you enjoy it.
Mark Tiley, the nation station, Manx Radio.
It's another week of My Tunes, and it's another inside job, boys and girls. Ed Oldham was my guest last week, but still nailed up somewhere in Peel.
I'm still here.
Chris Williams. My goodness me, you're still in the old Radio Shack in Peel?
I'm still here. The Radio Shack, by the way, consists of my dining room table, and I've been sitting here at my dining room table since the 27th of March.
No sleep?
24-hour a day. That's what we do on this radio station, isn't it, Mark? We're awake 24-7.
Well, it's all those...
I've been sat here.
Oh, I know. It's all those assistant producers coming down, socially distancing, dozens of them, flocking down with
the... They've been knocking on my door, throwing bits of paper through the letterbox, shouting through the window and saying, do this tomorrow, do that next week.
Come on, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much, Mark, and it's good to talk to you. It's been, as I said, it's been a long while. I haven't even been in the station. I haven't set foot on the premises.
But hopefully next week. Well, we'll talk about that later on. Hopefully next week. I want to start, because we're not going to talk too much about radio today. We're going to talk about you and your love of music, because it's passion.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's passion, passion, passion. Where did it start?
Do you know what? First of all, I have to say to you, to ask me to choose four songs is very, very difficult. You know, you see a lot of these people say, you see it on social media and people say, oh, choose your favourite album of all time. How can you do that?
No,
it's very, very difficult. And you've asked me to choose four songs. Yeah. Where did it all start? For me, it started, my next brother up, I'm a family of five siblings, and my next brother up ran a little mobile discotheque. Well, in those days, in the 1970s, they weren't little. They were very big,
huge.
Weren't they?
Because
everything was huge. You know, 18-inch bass cabinets and lights and bubble machines and all that kind of stuff, which you don't see anymore because everything's so much easier now and smaller and compact. But, he had two vans and he was driving stuff around with a roadie because he could afford to have one in those days because he was probably being paid about £5 a gig.
Yeah, at least.
At least that, which was big money. So I grew up around music. My mother was a music fan. We were lucky. We had a radiogram in those days, which I was allowed to... I wasn't allowed to play with, but I was allowed to listen to, you know, when I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And I bought my first record when I was... Well, you can correct me on this or if I'm wrong, but I think it was 1974...
Sounds
which
about
would
right.
make me 9 years old.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And I bought this record with my own money. I saved up my pocket money at the age of 9. And I used to get on the bus. It was the 109 bus to my mother's business, a family business in Streatham. And on the way, there was a department store. Funnily enough, can I say this word or not?
Absolutely.
And I don't mean it in a derogatory fashion at all. It was called Pratt's.
Yeah.
Pratts.
Yeah,
big department store in Streatham.
Or St. Reetham, as they call it now, because they're posh down there.
St. Reetham, as they do now, yes, exactly. And Pratt's department store was a big department store, and they did men's and ladies' fashions and hardware and homeware and all that kind of stuff. And they had a record department. And I remember there was one gentleman in a tie, very, very looking, very good-looking person in a tie, and they had a box of singles in those days, and I don't remember what I paid for it. That's far too long ago to remember. But this is the first song that I bought, so I thought I'd include this week because it probably won't mean a lot to anybody else, but listening back to it now, it's very, very good.
Well,
it's very good.
Oh, there's a siren going off.
Oh, Hang on a minute. That must be
Is it lunch?
No.
Are they closing down? What are they doing down there?
They're closing Peel down for end of the summer after the TT. Yes. There's nothing to see. We've all, go home.
That was amazing. That was very exciting. Listen,
impressed with that?
Yeah, I'll come back
to you. That was the fire station, by the way.
Bless them. Thank you. We're going to have your record in just a second. But I love those sort of record stores because you could actually listen to tunes. Did you have booths in Pratt's or not?
I can't remember. I was 9 years old, Mark. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, no, I remember mine buying records up on Chiswick High Street, different part of West London. And 2G's record store up there, you had these little booths and they put them on and you listened to it on a speaker in the booth. They were in control of that. You'd haven't got to touch the record. And quite, it was socially distanced. They put the record on. You went into booth 1, 2, or 3, I think it was, and you could hear it. And
they probably clicked a button and said, "Booth 3, Mark Tiley wants to listen to this."
It was fascinating. Yeah. Right, what's the record? Chris, let's have it.
They are the Four Seasons, and this is Silver Star.
See on their faces, silver star.
My Tunes on Manx Radio, and it's another inside job in it with my pal and long-serving radio presenter of this fine station.
You're very kind. You're very kind.
Long-serving. You got the medal. Chris Williams from his hut in Peel. We had the fire station sirens yesterday. We had seagulls. Who knows what we're going to get today? Thank you for coming on board, Mr. Williams.
You're very welcome, and welcome back to my dining room table.
Oh, it's lovely to be there. I think the best china's out, which is always lovely.
I borrowed my mother's best silver.
Yes, and don't forget the grape scissors, just because you shouldn't pull people's grapes off with stalks. You should always cut yourself what you want. You know that.
I don't know if I've got any of those.
That is
I'll
posh.
Have a look in the box.
Have a look in the box. It'll be next to those fish forks that nobody uses anymore.
Yeah. Oh, they don't, do they?
They don't. Now, listen, you're a friend of the stars. I mean, I remember when I first met you, you said, oh, I'm Chris Williams, and this is my mate Eric Clapton. I said, oh, hello,
That's
Eric.
That's right.
Hello, Eric.
Actually, no, if you remember rightly, I said, this is my mate Rick. You know, we're on shortened Christian names now, me and Rick.
We're going to get to Eric Clapton in a moment, because you not only, you know, the family, I mean, you're part of the furniture around Clapton Towers, aren't you?
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm one of those, you know, one of the family silver that they dust off from time to time.
Well, with the grapes, you know, with the grape scissors. Get them out.
With the grape scissors, yeah. Now, you know, when Eric says, oh, you know, somebody works in radio, so I'll get Chris out of the box.
I tell you, there he is.
In the cover under the stairs.
Is it good? A lot of people say never meet your idols. Is it good? I mean, I've never met Eric Clapton. I think he's amazing. I mean, I'm a bad guitarist. He's a genius. Is it good to meet your idols?
I think you're underestimating yourself, Mark, first of all, for five brownie points.
I think
you're average.
Yeah, thank you.
You're certainly not bad.
No, average. But compared to Clapton, I'm very average. So, but what's it like meeting your idols?
Right, I'll tell you, I'll keep it brief. Working for the radio station, we did an evening presentation on behalf of the station, I did, at Glen May WI, Women's Institute. Lovely people. We do that, as you know, from time to time. We go out and talk to the people because that's what it's all about. So I turned up at the Village Hall in Glen May, and there were probably 30 at the most people who wanted to understand more about Manx Radio. So we told them all about Manx Radio, and we had a little slide presentation, all the rest of it. And somebody at the back of the auditorium of the coffee shop said to me, so what's your favourite music? Are you allowed to play what you like? Which is a question we quite often get asked, isn't it? On the stage, you know, can you play what you like? Do you choose your own music and the rest of it? And I said, well, no, we don't. But if you want to know what I really would like to listen to on my days off, Dire Straits, blah, 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 Eric Clapton. And somebody else piped up and said, oh, I'm Eric Clapton's aunt. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, I'm Fred Bloggs. And she said, no, really, I am Eric Clapton's aunt. And Auntie Sylvia was over here visiting relatives of hers in Glen May who happened to come down to watch me. It's a bizarre story. And at the end of the evening, she said to me, if you'd like to meet Rick, then I'll sort it, you know? And I thought, okay, whatever.
That's lovely.
Isn't it just a strange way that people contact and get involved in other people?
No.
More by accident than judgment.
Yeah, but I think that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
And he actually wrote a song for Auntie Sylvia, and it's called Auntie Sylvia, I think. It's on one of his albums. You've caught me on the hop, but I'll find it.
No, you caught yourself. I didn't even ask you that. You caught yourself on the hop.
I did.
You
you're right.
You
I dug myself a hole.
You blame Chris Kinley. You blame everybody. You never blame yourself.
Anybody I can find but myself, Mark.
Let's have this second track. It is obviously Eric Clapton. What's it going to be? Talk me into it.
Well, I'll tell you why we're going to do this. It's because we hardly ever play this on this radio station. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it concerns the C word, and I'm not sure whether we're allowed to play a song with the C word in it, but this is Eric Clapton's Cocaine.
Down on the ground. Parker.
Another week of My Tunes with me, Mark Tiley, in a little box in Dulish, that's Douglas, putting your Manx on you. And in Peel, it is Chris Williams, but we are connected by a good bit of the cable, aren't we? It's all good, this.
We are, and welcome back to Pert a Hincha.
Hey, you
if
see,
you're going to start talking Manx on me,
I'll get that. You see, the thing is, there's a couple of things I should tell our dear listener. You never see Mark King without Chris Williams close beside him. There's very, in fact, if you look at Google Mark King of Level 42, every second picture, you're in it. I've been searching.
I am. I'm there, photobombing it at the back somewhere, in an audience.
I mean, we talked about getting to meet your heroes yesterday with Eric, but, I mean, Level 42. Now, I remember when you did a thing we used to do on Greatest Hits called the album thing or something. We did
choose
all
what
the
was it called?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's a bit like this.
My favourite album? Or,
yeah, that'll do. But you had to choose it all from one band or artist, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is much more free reign. So, of course, when you chose Level 42 last time, we talked endlessly about them. But I've completely forgotten how many times, and I want honesty here, have you been to see that band?
Do I have to be honest?
Yeah, well, if you can remember.
Hang on, I need to put my anorak on just for a second then.
I love Mark King on the back of the anorak.
Okay.
Here it goes.
Love Mark King. I've got a T-shirt on signed by Mark.
Get it on. How many times?
28 times.
28 times. That is devotion beyond the call.
I'm not sure if it is. I mean, there are people. I met somebody when I was working in the record, the retail record industry in the early 80s, who'd been to see Shakin' Stevens 175 times. I mean, you know, come on.
Well, I mean, you can get pills for that.
You can. Yeah,
you probably can. But Level 42, what is it about that? Is it the mixture of the jazziness, the funkiness? What is it about them? I love that sound. And it is, you've only got to hear two notes, you know it's Level 42.
Well, you know it's Mark King on bass, I would have thought. I'll tell you what it is. It's all to do with the way I grew up, you know, as a teenager. I think everybody has songs that they relate with for various reasons, whether it's a song that you used to play on a cassette in the car if you're old enough to drive with your first love, and maybe the girlfriend was driving and you'd put a cassette in the car. I was lucky enough now, looking back on it, that somebody introduced me to Level 42 in the very early days of their existence, probably 1980, 81, when I was not really into jazz funk, you know, not into that kind of music, whether you call it jazz funk now or whether you call it jazz or soul or whatever. And they said, listen to this band. And I bought the first album, which is one that we're going to play a track from. And I took it home and I played it and I put it on the record player. And I was just beginning to build my own studios in those times at the age of sort of 14, 15, 16. I'd done enough paper rounds to be able to afford a cassette player and an open reel tape deck. And I thought, do you know what? These guys are good.
Let's have today's track from Level
42. Oh, let's do it, shall we?
Come on, I want it now.
Okay, the first album was called just Level 42, and this is Turn It On.
Step away, making money, living blind.
closer every day. Now the world is just a step away.
Particularly wonderful Who record. Happy Jack is a little chap working on the sands on the Isle of Man, isn't he, Chris Williams?
He is,
and
yeah.
I like to think of that, when I ever play that record, I like to think of you coming over to the Isle of Man and selling deck chairs to unwitting, because how you didn't come here straight away into radio, did you? My guest, by the way, dear listener, is Chris Williams. Thank you. When you came over here, what was it all about when you came to the Isle of Man?
Well, I'll tell you what it was. I'd been coming to the island for a number of years to watch the TT and the Manx, and I was doing radio. And one thing leads to another, and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to move to the Isle of Man. There was not an awful lot to keep me where I was at the time. I was in between. I was resting, as we call it, in between radio jobs. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to phone up Manx Radio, which I did when I was, I think, going back a bit, when I was about 17, because you could hear Manx Radio on AM in the middle of the night in southwest London. And I remember phoning up George Ferguson, funnily enough. And what goes around comes around, because he's back with us now. Yeah. And I phoned up George, and he was the programme director at the time, or programme controller at the time. And I said, George, I didn't. I said, hello, is that Mr. Ferguson? In my teenage voice, and said, I want a job on Manx Radio. I said, oh, you're not going to get one of them, fella. You need a work permit. And that was basically, gave me the heave-ho. But I always remember that, and I retort that to George from time to time. Anyway, that's by the by. So, yeah, I mean, there was nothing at the time to keep me across, and I always had a soft spot for Manx Radio, and I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to move over to the Isle of Man because I love the place. Coming, as I did, the first time in 1979, which was Mike Hailwood's return to the island. So when I moved here, I did lots and lots of gigs. I was doing loads of gigs. I was working, doing weddings and clubs, and probably for a good part of 20-odd years. And in fact, I see people now whose 18th birthday parties I did as a DJ here on the island, who are now, you know, got married. They're now have 40th birthdays and 50th birthdays. Makes me feel a bit old, really.
Hey, I'm going to break it to you slowly. We are a little bit.
We are old, yeah.
But so,
lucky
so
enough,
DJing,
you know, since then,
out there doing it, yeah.
But since then, you know, I've been lucky enough also to compare some great gigs, and you know, we've done Van Morrison and. Jules Holland and all sorts of stuff. Bernard Manning, if you want to go the other way into comedy.
No, we don't want to go that other way at all. Thank you.
Let's not go the other way at all.
Let's talk about The Who. And another band that's in the Chris Williams DNA matrix. When did that start?
When I was about 14 years old, Quadrophenia came out. You know, the great film with Phil Daniels and Toya Wilcox and all those great, which is an iconic 80s film. And then, of course, The Who appear at Peel Bay in the Peel Bay Festival. And then Roger Daltrey did a gig at the Villa doing Tommy live.
Well, we'll wrap it up with a track from Quadrophenia. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Now, all being well, we should see each other sort of at arm's length, face to face next week. Hopefully you're going to be back in here.
Well, hopefully so, and let's hope that that's the case, and I will be back in the offices on Monday.
Brilliant.
So I'll have to wash my hands and cut my hair again.
And listen, I also want to pass on, I know you get loads of messages, but thank you for the double Chris show. It has been astonishing. So many people have said, Jess, love that start to the day, especially when it was grim, really grim earlier on.
Yeah, yeah.
It made a big difference. So thank you both. And Mr. K, thank you. Lovely.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. And I'll see you Monday, hopefully. And if all goes well, then maybe you could buy me a coffee.
I will do that because they're free. And the final track of the week, what is it?
Well, it has to be The Who from Quadrophenia, in my opinion, the best of The Who's rock operas. And this is Love Rain Over Me.
It's been delightful, Mr. Williams. I thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Only love can make it rain the way the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love can make it rain like the sweat of lovers laying in the field.
My thanks to Chris Williams for joining me for My Tunes on Manx Radio. There'll be more podcasts coming here to manxradio.com and a lot more My Tunes selections hosted by me, Mark Tiley. Hope to see you back here soon.